Oh, yes, it could. And I'm always focused on solutions whenever we can talk about what people are doing to make a positive difference. I love to get them on my programs, and I had one of those conversations, actually quite a few of them, last month at the Goldman Environmental Awards in San Francisco, a most inspiring annual event where they honor those around the planet who are doing the most and in some cases often risking their lives to protect our Mother Earth. In conversation at the reception, I met several people who are working on the local front, also heroes in their own right. One of them is Scott Woland. He is the executive director and CEO of a group called Bay Area Wilderness Training, and it says helping you get youth outdoors. And climbingforkids.org is their website. So wanted to have him on the show. Don't have quite as much time as I was hoping, Scott, but would love to hear what you're doing to really address this problem that we've been talking about on my program since Richard Loeb's book came out, Last Tree in the Wilderness, I think it is, or Last Tree in the Wild, Addressing Nature Deficit Disorder.
Betsy, thanks for having me on the show. Glad to be here. Bay Area Wilderness Training is a regional organization, and we serve about 5,800 youth per year. What we do is we take teachers, classroom teachers, and youth workers, and we train them how to take their kids out into the wilderness on overnight or multi-night trips. And so we provide training, and then one of the hurdles for underserved communities is having access to equipment to go out into the wilderness. So we provide free equipment loans to these groups. So we provide the training, and then we provide all this free equipment, backpacks, tents, and sleeping bags. And then we have a support network that helps them, the teachers, plan their trips. And then we provide them with additional funding to help kickstart their trips. So that's one of the things that that's what we do at Bay Area Wilderness Training.
And what do you find? How are the experiences impacting these youth?
Great question. The kids have a variety of experiences, but what we find in common is that they tend to be life-changing. There was a student recently at a local school here in Oakland, and the student went off from seventh grade, had a camping trip with her teacher, had never really been out into the wilderness, had never had a camping trip, and it really opened up her world. It turned out that when she got back from her trip, she started carrying around a biology textbook. She was excited about the natural world and was trying to learn about it and was talking with her teacher about how excited she was about the trip. And then a cousin of hers came by with a brochure from a college brochure. And the girl brought the brochure in to her teacher and said, look, this is where I'm going to go to college. Look at these redwood trees. It's a college up in Humboldt, Northern California. Look at these trees. This is where I'm going to go to college. And this student, if she goes to college, will be the first person in her immediate family to go to college. She's got a new passion for learning, a connection with the natural world and science that she may not have otherwise had she not had a trip like that. And we have many kids who go on trips through our Train the Trainer model where their own teachers take them outdoors. And they, without our support, without our free equipment loans, they would have no other opportunities to get outdoors.
Bravo. Now, Scott, is this happening across the country, or, as is often the case, the Bay Area kind of serves as a pilot petri dish for all things green?
The movement is growing. Bay Area Wilderness Training serves the sort of 10 counties of the San Francisco Bay Area. There's an organization out on the East Coast that's doing similar work where our model was developed from there. And there's now a kind of national move to create other wilderness trainings. There's one in Los Angeles. We have a Los Angeles wilderness training that we're affiliated with. And the Outdoors Empowered Network is helping to drive that. And so we're a part of that network of groups that are trying to affect change in this kind of national scale.
Why is this important? I mean, it seems pretty intuitive, but especially now that we need more, many, many, many more Americans to be tuned into their environment to really, you know, fall in love with nature, and it's not just, a feel-good thing. It's our life support system. We can't save, or we won't protect what we don't feel connected to, and now more than ever, it seems, we really need to get more citizens on board.
Right, Betsy, if you think about, you know, the first time that you spent time in the wilderness or outdoors and how it changed you, or maybe the listeners, you know, had those seminal experiences in their lives, we're trying to provide those opportunities for young people as well. What we're finding is that, I'm sorry, can you repeat your question?
Well, really, just to underscore, you know, why this kind of thing is needed more than ever, not only for just, you know, the individuals that you impact and how it can change the course of their, you know, careers, their college aspirations, et cetera, but just how, you know, so many Americans are not tuned into their environment. They're sitting in front of their computer screens, and kids are not playing outside as much,
right.
And, you know, not just in underprivileged communities, but across the country, and how that's part of the reason we have this these environmental crises.
The work that we're doing is helping to correct some of the issues that are out there. For example, and you mentioned Richard Louv's book, Last Child in the Woods. That was kind of one of the earlier works around issues around childhood obesity. So our work helps us to combat the epidemic of childhood obesity. When kids get more connected to the outdoors, and for adults for that matter, they tend to have a better connection with themselves and others, and their communities tend to deepen. Their connection to their community deepens. Children's mental health also improves with their experiences in the outdoors. So we're really part of this health movement. If you look at the research, it shows that we're improving asthma. And it's funny, I read this article recently that talked about nearsightedness. And I was thinking, that's interesting. I haven't heard that angle before around getting kids outdoors. And it made sense to me because if you think about how much time kids spend right now, there's research, a study from Kaiser that showed 7.5 hours was the average amount of time a North American teenager spent in front of a screen, whether it was a cell phone or a tablet, 7.5 hours being the average amount of time. Think about some kids are spending 12 hours and some are spending five. So when I was reading about this nearsightedness, it struck me that it was talking about how kids are spending so much time in front of their screens that there's increasing levels, from what I surmised from this article, about in nearsightedness. And as an adult, I also had an experience similar to what a young person would have. And when I first got my cell phone and I didn't have a laptop, on my smartphone, I watched a movie on my cell phone for a couple of hours.
Ouch.
This is exciting, except the next day I couldn't see anything for about 2 hours in the morning that was, you know, close to me.
It's not funny. It's just kind of a sign of the times, I suppose.
It's a sign of the times. So, you know, kind of coming back to the increased health benefits, you know, I think I've listed a couple of these chronic health issues. And it's become more in the conversation of pediatricians around trying to create healthier environments for young people to thrive.
Scott, I want to thank you. I wish we had more time, but we are out for now. But I just want to applaud you for the work you're doing and could not say enough great things about the importance of this kind of outreach. So good on you.
Thanks for having me on the show, Betsy.
If you'd like to find out more, go to climbingforkids.org. It is the Bay Area Wilderness Training Organization, and Scott Woland is who we've been chatting with. He is Executive Director and CEO. And now we're going to switch gears, talk about something